Good morning, this is Kemp Haar. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have a contract dealer with us that I actually met at the Resource Commercial Network meeting this past summer. And his name's Tom Arrington. Tom, how you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Good. I appreciate you being with us and talking to our listeners. Tom, just in a real quick nutshell, you're a contract dealer. You're based in Richmond, Virginia. The name of your company is Commonwealth Floors. And does that have you sized up pretty well?
Yes, it does. We're strictly a commercial floor covering dealer here in Richmond, serving the central Virginia area.
And you focus mostly on the soft side of the business, right?
That is correct, yes.
Now tell me how business is out there right now.
Well, right now business is a little bit soft. It started to slow down here about 60 days ago, and I'm hoping now that we're out of the summer and past the holiday that it's going to start to pick back up. But it has softened up a little bit, so it's a little bit slow.
And when did you start seeing it slow down? Was it in the second quarter?
In the second quarter, it started to slow down a little bit, and it just diminished down to about the level that it's at now, and it's just a little bit slow.
What are you hearing from the GCs or the specifiers that you interact with? Are they saying the business is out there, or what are you hearing?
Well, that's the good news. Based on talking to general contractors and some designers, they're telling me that their backlog is pretty healthy right now. And it should filter on down to us, you know, in the third and fourth quarters of this year. So, you know, we're optimistic that it's going to turn around now that we've gotten out of that August slowdown, which historically is August is slow in this market area anyway.
And when you look at Richmond and the surrounding area, that's not a market that has peaks and valleys. It's usually a pretty steady market, isn't it?
Typically, yes. Typically, we're pretty steady, and for the most part, don't go through the peaks and valleys that some of the other markets around the country experience.
Have you done many changes? Have you put any changes in place as you've seen things be a little bit softer to try to get more business?
We're just a little more aggressive in the marketplace. We're pursuing more bid work now than historically we have. We're reaching out geographically and going just a little bit further out in an attempt to maintain our base of business, if you will.
And when you look at, you know, the two sides of the business, as the bid side and the negotiated side, how does that shake out? Is the majority of it bid now?
The majority of our work in this marketplace right now is bid work. It's probably about 80-20, something like that, bid work to negotiated work. But again, you know, now that we're out of the summer, what I call the summer slowdown, I'm optimistic that that's going to turn around and we'll start to build back up on the negotiated side.
One of the things I find that's interesting, Tom, about your business is that your installers are actually company employees. How come you structured your business that way?
We felt that it would give us a better level of service, better control. We would, as opposed to being able to go out having to deal with a subcontractor and to negotiate with him about whether or not he would go back and make a service call on a project that he had completed, if the people work for us in-house, then we have control over their time, and we don't have any problem with that. So that it's really worked out very well for us to have in-house labor.
There's actually a level of loyalty there, right? I mean, you're trying to make sure you maintain a level of work for them, and in turn, they do a good job for you, right?
Well, it is, and most of our guys have been with us at least 5 years, and we do have a profit-sharing plan for them that is 100% contributed to or funded by the company. They don't make a contribution to it. So that has helped build some loyalty on the labor side as well.
Well, let me ask a couple of questions. As far as a product shift, are you seeing any shifts out there from, say, one type of product to another?
We are seeing or noticing that there are more carpet tile being used now, and there also seems to be, based on the price increases that we've had, which is, as you know, just unprecedented over the past 18 months, we're seeing in order to meet some of the budgets, some of the face weights and products are migrating down just a little bit in order to keep carpet tile on the project. But I am noticing more carpet tile being used now.
So you've seen a shift over toward modular, and I guess that's and actually in all categories too. You commented before we started taping that actually on the education side you're seeing that too, right?
Oh yeah, we're seeing quite a bit in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, yes.
All right, and you're seeing what the industry likes to say is dematerialization, lower face weights, and a little bit lighter product.
Yeah, there just seems to be a little bit more pressure on the budgets right now because of all the price increases that we've had. So that continues to be a challenge. But so far, with some of the new product offerings that we've been offered, we're able to hit some very aggressive budgets.
And from a sustainability standpoint, are you seeing a lot of people that are really focused on, you know, making sure they pick an environmental product and making sure that after the old product is taken out that it's recycled? How much of that are you seeing out there?
We're seeing it on the specifying side, that most of the products that are specified, there is a recycled content requirement. On the recyclability side, most of the specifications include verbiage that requires the product to be able to be recycled, but there's no follow-up in existing structures that requires the product you're taking up to be recycled on the same job. In other words, it's down the road. The product they're specifying today, they're saying, has to be able to be recycled at the end of its useful life.
Yeah, and isn't there some pressure on companies that offer a 1-800 take-back program? It costs them to offer that service, so, I mean, there's some fees involved with that, aren't there?
Yes, there are, and that has really become an issue again with the increase in fuel cost, freight cost, and those types of fees. At one time, it was cost neutral just not that long ago, and now as fuel has gone up and we have all these fuel surcharges, there's a fee involved.
Well, just one last question. What are some of the more interesting projects that you've had recently? Anything of note?
Well, the two things that we like to talk about, although they're not very big, the first is the Marine Corps Museum that we did up in Quantico or Triangle, Virginia. We used an interface carpet tile there. And then just last week, we did an exhibit in the Smithsonian, and we installed a Lee's carpet tile about 250 yards in the Natural History Museum.
Okay, so both of them are museums.
Yes. We worked with an exhibit company that specifies carpet tile, and we have a good relationship with them.
All right. When they put this tile in, are they looking for what you would normally see in a corporate environment, or is it more muted, or what does the product look like?
It's just like you would see in a corporate environment.
Okay.
For instance, the Lee's product is Faculty 4. Everybody knows Faculty that knows anything about carpet, and that's been around for almost 40 years.
All right. Well, listen, I really do appreciate you visiting with us. As you said, just to mirror you for a minute, there's a little bit of a dip. You're optimistic that things maybe turn around here soon, but your business is steady and things are looking okay.
Yep, that's right. Call us back in 60 days.
All right, well, we'll do it. We've been talking to Tom Arrington with Commonwealth Floors in Richmond, Virginia, and you're listening to Kemp Haar at FloorDaily.net.